Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, back to Earth now. So you may know that Temu has exploded in recent times. It's the go-to website for everything from sportswear to air fryers, chicken-shaped lamps, Taylor Swift-style friendship bracelets, and all really, 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 really cheap. But we saw this week that it could be a clampdown now on your supply of cheap rubbish from China. Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, welcome.
Good to be here.
So just briefly, for anyone who doesn't know, what is Temu?
So it's a online shopping platform, essentially. You can access it through the web or via an app. And if anyone's familiar with the likes of like massively scaled platforms like Amazon or like the other competitors from China, like AliExpress and Shein, it would be akin to those. And it's been described by some people as like entering a casino once you actually get onto this platform, because it's all deals and like flashing logos and things trying to entice you to spend, spend, spend.
Okay, so it's almost like a gamification of shopping, is it?
Yeah, and actually like the founder of the parent company, Colin Huang, he had a background in the gaming industry, so you can kind of see where that comes in. But it's not just the gamification, it's nearly like every single trick in e-commerce is being deployed all at once by Temu. And it's not even just that user side stuff with the gamification and even things like pushing people to share links with others to you get a discount if someone else buys more of the product and things like that. But also on the supply side, they're utilizing every trick in the book. They have this direct relationship with suppliers in China. So that, you know, you're cutting out a lot of kind of middle industry there to try and cut costs. And then they also have relationships even with airlines to get the shipping out there. They package the goods in small packages, so they're not giant consignments that you actually get charged a lot more levies on, and they come in at this like level that's under the value that most regions will charge you import duties on. So they're like under 150 euro packages, individually labeled and everything, and like packaged up nearly next to these airports to get them to customers all over the world. And all of that is undercutting all of the costs that you would normally associate with running a business at this kind of a scale.
Okay, so the EU are trying to clamp down on this kind of thing now.
Exactly that side of it, and the US as well. So that kind of loophole that they found where they package the goods in small, low-cost packages and send them individually that way, that's the thing that seems to be that being targeted by the regulators. So they're looking at maybe lowering the threshold for small packages, maybe say it's 150 euro now. If they bring it down to 100, that will bring in a lot more of Temu's packages under the cost of import duties to be paid.
Okay. And do I see also that they are going to start treating them more like other importers? So does this mean they'll be looking at stuff like compliance with safety standards, labour standards, all that kind of thing?
Well, this is actually another huge problem with the platform. If you think about it, it's actually because of the scale of it, it nearly operates a bit more in terms of the challenges of content moderators, so your social media platforms, because you have huge amounts of product being uploaded every day. And they're uploaded directly by the suppliers. That's how the Temu platform operates.
Okay.
So they don't really have oversight there. And it's a bit like, you know, your Facebooks and stuff like that, where people post stuff and the platform itself has moderation policies, but it isn't actually checking and vetting every post that goes up. And that's where you run into issues. And that's very similar to what's happening in Temu. And the regulation that it comes under, it's actually been designated, like those social media platforms, as a very large online platform. And they get that designation when they have a substantial number of EU users. And I think they're looking at about 75 million active users in the EU at the moment. And what the EU wants to see then is that you're taking better steps to stop things like illegal and harmful content. And we've thought about that a lot in terms of social media and what illegal and harmful content means there. But in the case of Temu, what it means is counterfeit goods, unsafe goods, things that aren't are sold as one thing but aren't actually delivering on that thing. So that's where they'll be in trouble now with the Digital Services Act. And now that they've been labelled, a very large online platform, they are going to be scrutinised under that act. And that the movement on that act has been quite quick. So the social media platforms that were labelled large are already under investigation for rules under that act.
And look, if people are listening, thinking, oh, how is this going to affect me and everything? It's not you. It's your kids. The kids are all buying all kinds of rubbish here all the time, aren't they? And getting the packages. And like, the thing is, those kids are, they're supposed to be all about the environment and everything. But there they are, like, all this cheap stuff shipped from China, like?
Yeah, and like, I do think like we do definitely have an era of more eco-conscious consumers out there, but there's still everyday consumers still exist, and they've been caught up in this kind of attitude of spend. Trends have been accelerated. You no longer have, you know, autumn, winter, spring, summer. You're two seasons of the year for trends. It's nearly every week there's a new trend. So the acceleration of trends, the idea of status through objects and sharing the things that you have and things you own on social media, all of this comes together to create this kind of culture of hyper consumerism, is what a lot of people would call it. But it's not just younger people who really get caught up in these apps. And actually, some statistics will say that they really kind of capture a lot of older women. And it seems to be like, say, older women who maybe also get caught up in like a Candy Crush style phase because of the gamification element of it. Some of that kind of actually speaks to other types of user.
Okay, Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech Say podcast, thank you very much. We'll take a break.